This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my. Hold on a second. Boy. That's wrong. That's not David Hasselhoff either.
That didn't sound like him at all.
No. Hold on a second. Let's try another one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sure, he's got a laughing place.
Now we're cooking with grease.
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Right. I love my now you see why I was looking for David Hasselhoff here.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
No.
Uh-huh. Yes. I like to hear.
Here's why we play the David Hasselhoff tape. We have the author of the week on the phone. A guy named Robert Wilder. He's written a book called Daddy Needs a Drink.
Daddy Needs a Drink.
So here he is now. Robert.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Robert. How are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Robert, we are glad to have you on the show. We live in a world that is not politically correct. Do you drink with your kids a lot, around your kids a lot, sir?
What time are we talking about?
How much is too much there, Robert?
It's nice that you guys intro with David Hasselhoff. I feel very welcome. You know, I think it's okay to have a cocktail with your kids around, don't you guys?
I've had a cocktail with my kids around.
I try not to have cocktails actually with my kids, but if they're around, you know, they're playing in the backyard, I see absolutely no problem with that.
What about, though, seriously, if your kid gets to be, the age of majority, like your kid gets to be 21. I mean, I know guys, friends of mine, golfing buddies of mine that have taken their kids out for their first beer and a regular joint.
You know, I plan to actually have a heart attack before my kids turn 21.
That's a good plan.
My daughter's only 11 and my son's 6. But, you know, I have been in those situations with my friends and my own dad. And, you know, there's something, it's fine. I think it's fine. But sometimes, you know, it depends if your dad ends up in sort of a dress hanging from the chandelier. I think that could be problematic.
All right, then if you are not writing a book saying that it's okay to get drunk with your kids, which I thought you were, which is why I thought you would
have no, it's not.
Such a great booking on the show.
get absolutely faced around your kids.
Is this a funny book you've written, like an anecdotal book of stories and stuff, or
is it a self-help book where you really are telling us what to do? I mean, because I was looking at it, it says it helps you, like, if you're going to play with little kids, sit on the floor for an hour, it might help to have a little cocktail before that.
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, I don't, I'm not a self-help guy. I don't know if you could tell, by my crazy accent. But I think for me, you know, that's the thing. The book came out of this idea that a lot of people, as you said, are politically correct and think you have to be perfect as parents. And I know a lot of parents, when they sit down, especially dads, you sit down and play an hour worth of, you know, handicapped Barbie with your kid, and you're getting a little bored after 15 minutes.
All right, now you're finally speaking the language I thought you would speak. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that when we booked you on the show, I thought you advocated getting drunk and laying down without your shirt on in front of David Hasselhoff. But what dad hasn't said, if I have to play Candyland one more goddamn time, give me a nice big double of Jack Daniels or whatever. Is that where you're coming from?
That's where I'm coming from. You know, I got to travel with both my kids. My wife's staying home. I got to travel on a 5-hour plane ride this Friday with my son, who usually for the first 3 hours wants to play Thomas the Tank Engine. And, you know, I know parents who would stick needles in their eyes before they want to do something like that. But when you're trapped on a plane, I think the best thing to do is call the flight attendant over. I'm not driving. Right? I'm not hurting anybody.
Well, sir, you know what you're going to hear in this politically correct world? You're going to hear people say to you, and I've heard this before, that, you know, you got to be careful what kind of example you set. And I know that there are people out there that would say, hey, beware of, you know, taking some drinks in front of your kids, because that's going to influence them. They're going to see that. You know, I will be honest with you that my 9, soon-to-be 10-year-old is always kind of curious, you know, when I'm having a glass of...
He's curious.
When I'm having a glass of wine with dinner. And it's, recently we were out for dinner like 2 weeks ago. She kind of looks at it, and I wonder about that. What do you say to the people that say, hey, you might influence them if you're doing that around them?
Hey, well, let me tell you this. You know, when I was growing up, we weren't allowed to have soda or candy in the house. And every time my brother would leave the house, he'd go shoplift soda and candy from the store and do it faster than Courtney Love in a discotheque.
Let me give you the other side of the story there. My son is grown now. He's 22. But back when he was young enough, around the age of Mike's daughters, 11, somewhere in that age.
Right.
We would just get him lit all weekend.
We would really help.
We would help discipline
him, didn't it?
Well, the thing is, he is a cute kid, and we really had to pull the performing out of him.
You made him so much cuter though when you get him a little baked.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put him in the sailor suit, and you say, "Okay, now do your little sailor dance for us." And he's like, "Oh, I haven't done that since I was 3." Mm-hmm. Then we give him a sippy cup,
right?
Yeah. And the next thing you know, boom. He's there.
What would you say, Robert, to a guy that might knock back, say, 5 to 7 beers per night in front of his children?
Yeah, see, I think that's, for me, that's too much.
No. Hi, Rob. That's not too much.
Wait, 7? You guys are saying 7?
Well, he said 5 to 7. Sometimes it's only 5.
That's right. Well, if one eye's closed, right, it seems like it's 3 to 5,
what's
right?
Really, you see, Robert, we just reached a really great turning point in my house. Is now my daughter, Julia, who is 5, now knows how to go get a beer and open it for me. And it's so cute. And so
Does she really do that?
She does. Wonderful child.
Well, I
think we really stumbled upon something right here.
Well, here's what I think. I think it's going to be around anyway. It's not going to. There's no more prohibition.
That's it. So that's what I said.
If hiding it from the kids, how many kids do we know?
That's what I said.
You hide it from them, and it becomes more exciting, more taboo.
I was proud of my son. Can you imagine a 12-year-old who can mix a highball?
We all grew up. I mean, we grew up around our parents doing it. I mean, I would come home, and my father would have a drink, and my mom would have a drink with him, and then they might have after dinner one more before they turn.
What a happy moment I would have is I would drop my son off to school and say, "Son, something you forgot," and he would say, "Dad, I'm too old to give you a kiss," and I would say, need an Altoid.
Right before school.
Can't be smelling that booze on
the ground. Let me also say, if you have a cocktail while you're hanging out with your kid, let me tell you, you're usually a little more attentive, and you're not freaking out about fires you left burning at the office.
Now, is this book just about booze and kids?
No, there's some strippers and some midgets in there, too.
Strippers and midgets.
No, I'm just joking.
I started my son on light beer when he was 5.
With just a little sugar mixed in, right?
Just a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, just a tiny, to take out some of the bitterness.
And, goddamn if he actually didn't have, Stinky, a little later for Stinky. We have someone else on the telephone. A little more important than you.
thank you very little.
Hold on just a second.
Hang on.
Hold on.
You got to make an audible here?
Well.
You calling an audible?
Stinky's
We've
on
been
the
trying
phone.
To get him for a couple of days, yeah. Right?
Why don't we talk to Stinky? We'll get rid of this guy and talk to Stinky in a second.
Yeah, we can do that.
We'll do some commercials.
Yeah, this guy's fun.
Yeah, but we got to get rid of him now.
Yeah, we do.
So we got a break.
Right.
Well, we can talk to him for about 2 more minutes.
Hey, don't you think we've covered it?
Yeah, besides, the book's not what I thought it was anyway.
Well, I'm trying to get a feel for what the book is.
I mean, I think what the essence of the guy's book is that, there are all those militant mommies out there saying that you can't have a cup of wine while your kids are having a play date. I think it's an answer to that.
Right.
How's Stinky doing?
He can come now. He can go later.
Yeah, I'll take him the next break.
And right. I had one more question for the guys. Is the guy still there?
Yeah, he's still there. Hey, hi,
yeah,
hi there, Robert. Hi.
The big drinker on the show, Rob Spiewak, has a question for you.
Okay.
Big drinker, big parent.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering how you feel about this. What if you feel you get the impression that your kids like you better after you've had a couple drinks?
You should probably maybe change your haircut and your wardrobe,
Because this morning I was at the computer, I think it was about 9:30, and my son came and he said, "I have a present for you," and he gave me a beer. And that's the honest to God's truth.
Like out of the refrigerator?
Yeah, he hadn't opened it. But I explained to him that that's an after-dinner thing. And he looked a little disappointed. So I don't know. Should I be worried or should I be pleased?
I think you've got your own Make-A-Wish Foundation at home. I think you should ride that.
Be pleased, Rob. You've taught him well.
Yeah, he is a good boy. Very strong. Thank you, sir.
Hey, good luck.
It will be a memory, I think. It'll be a memory for the kids. They'll admit, but it's not. I mean, my grandfather was always drinking like Schmitz when I was around him. I remember it. It's kind of a fond memory.
Listen, I started here, I think I mentioned, when my son was five, it was light beer. Right. Then we started off with the shishi drinks, like a grasshopper and a pink lady. You know, and I think we started him about the time he was nine. We started like on a little vodka and orange juice, an eye-opener.
You did a little margarita in between, didn't you? The frozen margarita?
Absolutely.
Like Robert, are you taking any grief for this book? Or anybody really mad at you?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's some people are just upset about the title, even though it's all fun. And I talk about having crazy kids around and you know, having a good time with your kids. But I had a woman come last week. I was at a thing, and she came up to me and said, you know, when I have a column by the same name in a local newspaper, she goes, when I read your column, sometimes I want to punch you in the face.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said, well, as long as I get to punch back, then it's fair.
All right, well,
good for you.
The guy's book is called Daddy Needs a Drink. His name is Robert Wilder. And Robert, we'll have a link to Amazon or wherever your book is sold on our website.
And hey, Robert, I believe it's, well, it's after 5 Eastern time. That's cocktail hour.
Well, you know, I'm on mountain times, but I'll just for you guys, I'll make an exception.
There you go.
Get her done.
Good man.
Good man. And you know what my son loved on Christmas Eve is when he would get that gigantic stocking, and it would be full of airline bottles of booze.
That was so wonderful, the way you did that. And you put a little ribbon around each and every one of them.
And who's to say that a kid can't learn class? By the time he was 11, you know what he said? Hey, listen, you dick. I don't drink anything except Grey Goose. You got me, fat ass.
He's got you, you know, he's got you that way. Uh-huh. He really does. But he's fine now.
See, oh, sure, he's
turned
fine
out
now.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, he's fine.
And good luck, Robert, with your children.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Cheers.
Drink up, Shriners.
You know, I think his book is supposed to be shocking. I think Rob actually shocked the author.
I mean, we seem to mellow him out a little bit there. You know,
I think he makes a lot of sense.
He's one of those guys that you know, knows how to write the fancy words.
I mean, to be very honest, I was of course kidding about Barb. He didn't start drinking in earnest until he was like 13,
right? Yes.
Like all kids,
of course. But
I don't think there's anything wrong with Rob's kids bringing him a beer. I swear to God. You know what I think that is? I mean this. I think it's cute. I think it's cute, the thought that Robert comes out with a little beer for you.
I think it's adorable.
Okay.
It's a problem?
No, you know, I just think if you want them to grow up wrong, that's just the way it's going to be.
Every household is different.
Is that you or me, Rob?
I think that's you.
Hold on. I thought I turned it off.
Isn't it cute that we all have the same ring in this building?
I thought I turned it off. That's my daughter. She's texting me and she's saying,
Andy, where's my wine spritzer?
She's saying, please get, no. I say drink.
Please
look,
get help.
The only thing,
please get help.
I disagree. I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Yep.
I'll be fine.
No, the only thing I was going to say is, you know, the excess thing. You know, I know you after 5. Nobody can even tell.
Thank you.
That's right.
And no one can touch me. I become stronger.
Exactly.
And more powerful, mentally more powerful.
Yeah, the only thing I had a problem with this author was with this whole restricting thing. Uh-huh. Moderation. What a silly word.
Moderation in all things, including
moderation.
What?
Even my boy knows my brand against my his mother's brand. He brings us the right beers.
Well, that is nice.
Now, you stammered there. That's the alcohol, isn't it?
No, it's the lack of alcohol. It is, as you said, after 5. Now, I'm getting a little shaky.
Your brand is Beck's?
Yes, Beck's Lager, yeah.
And your wife's brand is?
Yingling.
She likes beer, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's not to like?
Mm-hmm.
Proof that God wanted us to be happy.
Speaking of God.
And she doesn't feel the pain when you've had that many drinks.
Sometimes she does.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz Burbank doesn't believe in God time. 22 past the hour. That's brought to you by Lon Solomon.
Sinner!
Uh-huh. A man LS. Who was there.
That's
right. LS.
All right, we come back. We'll talk to our good friend Mark Slareth.
Not a sermon.
Just a thought. Stinky. That's his name. Yeah. Stink. We'll be right back with some stink.
This is the Don and Mike Show.